Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Hello, my name's Dennis Spencer, and I have a charge on my debit card from you guys, and I don't know why.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spencer. May I start off by getting your zip code, please?
54945.
Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
E901 Anderson Road, Iola, Wisconsin.
Thank you, yes, sir. Take a look here. All right, so it looks like yesterday there was a sweepstakes that was done trying to win, let me see here, what was the sweepstakes for? A Dyson vacuum cleaner. With that sweepstakes, it did partner with our Bites Hub meal planning app that helps with putting different foods together regarding how many calories you want to consume in a day. It's like a helpful daily and food lifestyle journal to keep you informed.
Well, according to that sweepstakes thing I did sign up for, it said $5, not $60.
Yes, sir. It is $5 for the sweepstakes, but it did also mention, and as well, an email was sent out to you at dsfxr@hotmail.com explaining more of the app that was attached to the meal planning, or attached to the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, I can admit it is a great app, and I can make it $20 a month for you.
I don't want it at all.
Okay, I can get it canceled out for you and provide you with a cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
No, I don't, not at the moment. Can you send it to me in email?
I wish I could there, Mr. Spencer, but due to this being a third-party call center, I don't have the capabilities of sending an email physically to you in regards to cancellation. Okay. But I can assure you that the account is indeed canceled and there'll be no further attempts to charge your card.
And that charge is canceled also?
Now, in regards to the charge, I can issue you a credit of $54.89 because there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Well, that wasn't mentioned either, but I want all of it back.
If you can hold me one brief moment, I can speak to my supervisor and see what more I can do. Hold me one moment. Okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. My supervisor did explain that it did mention on the website. It could have just been an oversight, but as a courtesy, she will waive that $5 for you, and so you can make sure you get your full refund of $59.89 today.
$59.85, right?
$59.89.
Yes, okay.
Allow 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
How could it take so long to put it back where it only takes minutes to make
it? Sir, I'm not your banking. I'm not sure how long it would. We just advise of a time frame of 3 to 5 days. It can possibly reflect today. I have submitted it today. It all depends on your banking when those funds will be available.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
I thank you as well for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.